in a space more accustomed to rowdy debate, a minute's silence for one of their own. David Amos was a member of this House for almost 40 years. Tributes were led by the Prime Minister.
This House has lost a steadfast servant. We've lost a dear friend and colleague. And Julia and her children have lost a loving husband and devoted father. Nothing I or anyone else can say will lessen the pain, the grief, the anger they must feel at this darkest of times.
The killing of David Amos on Friday at a meeting with constituents in the town of Lee-on-Sea has left politicians in Westminster to consider once again the risks they face in a polarised political climate. Just 5 years ago, the Labour MP Joe Cox died in similar circumstances, stabbed and shot by a far-right supporter. Home Secretary Priti Patel says she's considering offering MPs police protection at their fortnightly meetings with the public in their constituencies. While many MPs agree more needs to be done to keep them safe, some worry about undermining what is a key feature and tradition of British democracy. In an atmosphere of often populist rhetoric stoking division, MPs say they face threats all the time. One veteran MP, Margaret Hodge, revealed that she'd received 90,000 abusive social media mentions in just a two-month period last year. And so there are calls both to tighten the rules on social media companies and also to better protect MPs physically as they go about their business, even among the very communities that elected them. At the church where Amos was killed, his family laid flowers and remembered the man they'd described as courageous and inspiring. Counter-terrorism police are continuing to question a 25-year-old British national of Somali descent arrested at the scene on Friday. It remains unclear whether Amos was targeted specifically or simply because he was a British Member of Parliament. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, London.